Father, we thank you for another blessed day in the Lord, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your strength. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your might, Lord. Thank you for all things working together for good. For them that love God, for them that are called according to your purpose, Lord. We may do the things that are pleasing in your sight, Lord. We will please you, Lord, in all things, all manner of things, Lord. We may lift you up and give you the glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you. Amen. Yes, as always, I just want to continue speaking what thus says the Lord. You know, not according to my mind, but according to the will of the Almighty God. You know, and God wants the people to know. You know, even as, you know, back in the time of the judges, when Samuel was the judge, you know, the people desired a king. So God searched out their hearts to see what man of man they wanted. And so God picked Saul according to their, you know, standards, just to show them, you know, that what they desired was not necessarily of God, you know. And of course, Saul did some great things, but ultimately he failed. He failed because he didn't do everything that God wanted him to do. So God instead, you know, had to raise up a man after his own heart, you know, which was David. And through him was established, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through that lineage, you know, through the tribe of Judah. So, you know, and so we must beware of when we go before God in prayer, you know, and seeking things from God, because God will give you the desires of your heart. He will. He will. It will give you the desires of heart. And even as, you know, America desired a new king, even Donald Trump. So God has given them this man to rule over them. And he will rule over them, okay? And he will bring this country to nothing. You know, Donald Trump will destroy the American democracy as we know it. You know, and he will set up an autocracy, as he's already doing, and people can see it. You see people everywhere with these signs saying no kings, because they see where this country is headed. They see where it's headed. Donald Trump wants absolute rule over this country. And so this is where we're headed. You know, they despised, and I don't mean to get political on you, but yet I have to say these things because these things are truth. When Obama was in it, they despised him at every level. They despised him at every level. And not because he was incompetent or anything. It's because just the way the man looked, he looked a little bit different. And they have determined in their heart that would never happen again. They don't ever want to see a man that looked like that, you know, back in the White House. Okay, so now God giving you this man. God has given you this man who shall rule over you like a king, you know, who shall abuse the government system in every which way he can for his own gain. Because we already know that Donald Trump only cares about Donald Trump. You know, he only cares about Donald Trump. And if you're so foolish to think otherwise, then you're going to be damned with him. You're going to be damned with them, you know, and so Israel, you know, God had them in the wilderness, and God was feeding them with the angel food. That wasn't good enough for them. They wanted flesh. So God sent the quails in, and they were eating the quails until it came out of their nostrils, and God consumed them. And they lust. And so will America be consumed in a lust, because everybody is greedy. They want to take away from their brother so they can have. The more they take away from you, the more they can have. This is not scripture. But yet these people, you know, these MAGA people and all these people, you know, most of them call themselves Christians and they link themselves, you know, to the Southern Baptists and to the mega churches and to all these things, And but they're not of God. They're not of God. These things are not of God. These people are not of God. You can't just seek to destroy another man and say you love God. You understand? God tells you plainly, how can you love God whom you have not seen and then hate your brother who you see every day? I mean, tell me. I mean, you know, it's strange that people read that Bible, or so they say they read the Bible, okay? But they refuse to get understanding. You know, the Bible tells you above all things, get understanding. So I guess they don't see these scriptures. What do? They just pass over them? Huh? They just pass over them? You know, these are the commandments of God, you know, fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And yet we say we are a Christian nation. This is not a Christian nation. You cannot be a Christian nation, you know, when you could commit horrors against your brother. Understand? And for this, God will, even in fact, when Israel did the same thing, they did horrible things, you know, one to another. You know, and God came in and destroyed them, you know, because of all the wicked things that they did in the sight of the Lord. And there is wickedness in this country. You know, people want to set themselves above other people, to be lords and masters over other people. You understand? But Jesus said, he that's greatest among you shall be a servant. So God has appointed ministers to serve his people, you know, for their own lustful and greedy gain. You should not be getting rich for the church of God, over the world. Jesus said, freely you gave it, so freely you're going to give it away. There should not be a price on the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But yet men have put a price on this gospel, you know, that way they can live in luxury and in greed. And they think that destruction will not come to this nation. It will come. It will come. These things are an abomination in the sight of the Almighty God. They're an abomination. And for this, God shall bring swift destruction to this country. Swift destruction. From every side. From the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. Destruction shall come. And it's just starting. This country, God shall rain down terror on this nation because of all the wickedness that's in this land. He shall pour out his wrath upon this abominable nation, says the Lord God Almighty. Unless we repent from our wicked ways, this is evil in the sight of the Almighty God. Evil. You know, but they think God don't see these things and that God don't know and that they will not have to give account of these things. But you will have to give account for these deeds because they are contrary to God's work and contrary to his will. But men don't care. They don't care. You know, they want to fulfill all the lusts of their flesh while they're upon this earth. And they don't care who they have to consume to do it. They'll take everything away from you. Everything away from you. So they can live in luxury and in pleasure and in fornication and in adultery and in lies and in witchcraft, sorceries. Destruction will come. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here, and America will fall. She will fall because of the wicked ways, because of the wicked leaders that's in here, in this country. They don't understand what greatness is. The only way America can be great again, her greatness must be the greatness of the living God. And we must walk in that path that God has set before us. And this nation will never be a great nation because it does not walk in the righteousness of the Almighty God. There's no righteousness or no greatness without God. I don't care how much, you know, you purge these cities, so you say, from all the homelessness and all the stuff, yet God see you as more filthy than they. God see you as more corrupt than they. Instead, you know, purge it from, from the criminals, yet you yourself are committed crimes against the Almighty God. We're committing crimes against God every single day. Every single day, they commit crimes against the Almighty God. But yet they go their way. You understand? And they're in bondage to these things. They're enslaved to these things. But they don't see themselves in bondage, but they are bound to it. You know, to the effect that they can't get up in the morning, and they can't lie down all night without thinking evil. Evil is a part of them. As God's people wake up in the morning to pray and to seek God, and they lie down at night to pray that they may have a peaceful rest of the Lord, these men don't rest day and night till they can seek how to do evil. How much evil they can commit in the world. How much sin they can commit. How much terror they can commit in the world. And they think God will not judge these things, but he will. And I tell you now, destruction will come to this country. It will come. It will come to the nations of the world that seek counsel against the Almighty God. Because their counsel are against the Almighty God. They're in counsel with demons and with evil spirits that are seducing them to do these things. And we know that these things that they're doing are not of God. But yet the Lord, our God, will come. He will come. He will descend from heaven. And he shall rain down terror upon these nations, even as they rain down terror upon people every day, every day. But their destruction shall come swiftly. It shall come quickly, says the Lord God Almighty. These nations must repent. America must repent. These wicked churches must repent. These wicked people must repent. You must repent and turn from your ways. Ways are not God's ways. It ain't God's ways. It don't measure up to God's ways. There's nothing holy about what you're doing. There's nothing Christian about what you're doing. But yet, in your own eyes, you think you're doing righteousness. Your righteousness is not the righteousness of the Almighty God. And behold, says the Almighty God, I shall bring swift destruction upon these wicked people and upon this wicked land who deceive themselves through their own righteousness. To commit folly in the sight of the Almighty God, to blaspheme his holy name with their corruptness, to even seek to defile the things of the Almighty God. You know, they're defiling God's churches, you know, with lies because of their greed. The only thing they're after is money. And they lust after these things. And to the end, they shall be consumed by these things. They will be consumed by these things. Don't think for a minute that you will escape the wrath of God, because you will not escape. While you're yet stealing and while you're yet whispering witches and sorcerers and all these things, God will consume you. He will consume you. Because we know that people will continue, you know, saying that all things are as they were from the beginning. Nothing changed. Jesus ain't coming, but he will come like a thief in the night. He will come. It's ordained, and no man knoweth the time. No man knoweth the day or the hour. No man but God himself. When he shall send Jesus with his holy angels to bring swift destruction upon the evil people of this world, the wicked people of this world, who destroy the poor, who destroy those that are meek-hearted, who destroy those that are the true saints of the living God, that are the true Christians. They don't care about God, and they don't care about you, and they never will. You know, I don't care. You know, they can. You know, they can put their hand on the Bible or not put their hand on the Bible. They're still going to lie. They're still full of lies and deceit. They know that they're corrupt. They already know what's in them. They know. And Jesus said, "You shall know them by their fruit." You can't bear fruits of wickedness and say you of God. You're not of God. We need to stop this foolishness, you know, that we go about saying, you know, Trump is a Christian, not a Christian. I will remind you, he's not Christian. Not according to the way of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know? Maybe according to your way, which you have set up, which is the way of greed and lust. But we know that's not of God. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. That's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Damnation shall come. Damnation shall come. And it shall come quickly. Quickly, says the Lord God Almighty. Lest we turn away from our evil ways. We must turn away, says the Lord God Almighty. God has stretched forth his hand to his people, to his true people, that he might lead them out from the midst of this wicked nation, to bring them into the land of the promise, even as he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that they might serve him in the beauty of holiness, and they are sanctified unto the Lord. And no man can touch them. Oh, they might be able to kill the body, but they can't kill the spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. And he will preserve his people unto himself, even as he did of old. Even in the midst of a rebellious nation, God preserve unto himself a righteous and a holy people that worship God in spirit and in truth. And until the end of time, that will always be God's people. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.